verse 3, he says, "Therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, against this family do I devise an evil from which ye shall not remove your necks, neither shall ye go haughtily, for this time is evil." Now, this is a very interesting verse here. God says, "I condemn you because you even lie on your beds and you plot evil." Now, God says, "I'm going to plot evil against you." Now, what does he mean by that? Was God going to do evil here? No, God was not going to do evil from his viewpoint, which is the right viewpoint, but it would be evil from their viewpoint because God intended to punish them, and they wouldn't like that. They would call that evil. They would call that wrong, you see. You hear today even Christians condemning God for permitting certain things to take place. In other words, what they're saying is God is doing evil. Well, God beat you to it, friends, if you want to say he's doing evil. He says, "I'm going to do evil from your viewpoint. You want to go on sinning. I'm going to stop you. I'm going to judge you. You'll say that's wrong." And a great many people are saying today, "Why does God let this happen to America? We're such lovely people, and we've been engaged in missions, and we're such nice folk." May I say to you that from the viewpoint of many today, God is sure doing evil, but he's not doing evil. He's judging, because he always judges sin. And he says, "I'm going to judge you," and he says, "and I'll devise an evil from which ye shall not remove your necks." In other words, God intended to put around those necks the chains of bondage. And the children of Israel were led away into Assyria, one of the most brutal nations that has ever been on top side of earth. And they were led away in chains. "Neither shall ye go haughtily, for this time is evil." And how haughty and proud they were. And we today have been in that position as a nation. We've been a very proud nation. In fact, we have heard of the abominable snowman. But abroad today in foreign countries, it's been in the past the abominable American tourist. It's amazing how in many countries, and we've discovered this, in the many countries we've been in South America and Europe and Africa and Asia, we found that we're not loved today. And we haven't been loved for years. Why? Because we have been a haughty, proud people. And we had the audacity, we had the temerity to tell the world after World War II we were going to lead them. And we thought if we just gave them a few dollars, we'd solve all the problems of the world. We sure have got this world into a mess, haven't we? And American diplomacy is nothing to boast about since World War II. And I don't care who you're talking about in office at the time. We just don't have a good record anywhere at all. And why? Well, the thing is because I think the judgment of God is already taking place. I think we've come over the hill. Now, I know that I'll get a great many letters telling me how wonderful my country is, and I love my country as much as you do. And I want to say that I not only love my country, it breaks my heart to see what's happening to it today as it continues to fall into the hand of godless rich today. And that, my friend, is not good for this land of ours. Abraham Lincoln, if he lived today, could never be elected president at all. We may make a monument to him in Washington today and put him there in stone, but he never could be put in the White House again, never again, because we've come to the place that a man has to have a good TV personality. And he needs a lot of money today, and he needs money back of him. How sad it is that today it's charisma, not character. And that is the thing that'll bring a nation down. And that's the philosophy of this man's government here. Micah's telling us very definitely, it's not the character or the method of government. It is the character of the man, and that's what makes a nation.